Title: Day 1 Notes on the 2019 JP Morgan Healthcare Conference. Content: Please don't poke the baby, sharing a best practice and talking about taking a local hospital learning and turning it into a system-wide approach. Mark Harrison of Intermountain Healthcare shared the fact that taking fewer blood samples from neonatal intensive care unit, NICU, babies was shown to lead to less infections in the NICU and on average a 2-week earlier discharge from the NICU. Who knew? Drug pricing was on many lips today. Intermountain Healthcare launched Civica to address generic drug pricing and reported that it had approximately 500 hospital members now. More than one-third of U.S. hospitals have inquired about joining Civica, which provides an exclamation point on the issue of generic drug pricing and availability. Mark Harrison of Intermountain said that products would start being available in 2019. He also noted that Civica doesn't have to produce pills if the generic manufacturers will engage appropriately. Teva predicted generic drug market stabilization in their presentation today, which was also noted in the Walgreens Boots presentation as well. Walgreens Boots thought that the pace of cost reduction has slowed though. Let's see who wins this game of chicken. Also today, Northwell announced that they were launching their own pharmacy benefit management, PBM, operation. We expect to see a lot of realignment and new entries in the PBM space, given the recent mergers and other activity, CVS/Aetna, Cigna/ESI, Anthem/IngenioRx. Much of the PBM space is being rethought now as its scope can expand to chronic condition management, an objective highlighted by Cigna today, or to medical benefits management as ESI is hoping with its recent acquisition of Evicor. SDOH, guns and food insecurity. Multiple presenters addressed the impact of food insecurity, guns and the social determinants of health on healthcare status and costs. Bernard Tyson of Kaiser said that we have to address food insecurity in order to make meaningful gains in healthcare. His point is well taken if you look at how many Medicare and Medicaid patients are at or close to the poverty line nationally. Geisinger's presentation by J1 Ryu echoed that as well, sharing that its diabetes management program supplying fruits and vegetables to families of diabetic patients has reduced A1C scores by approximately 2 points. More than the average reduction on diabetes medication, and resulted in average cost savings of $12,000 per patient based on fewer emergency room visits and inpatient admissions. On the topic of guns, Tyson made it clear that the presence of guns needed to be confronted, given the number of gunshot wounds that Kaiser treats every day. Violence in our society and its impact on patients and the healthcare system was also a topic in the Common Spirit presentation, Dignity, Health, and Chi. These items and other social determinants of health, SDOH, such as housing, need to gain more publicity, attention, and resources if we are to bend the cost curve in healthcare. Mark Harrison of Intermountain was heartened by HHS Secretary Alex Azar recently signaling support for SDOH funding, and we will wait to see next steps on this initiative from the federal government once it reopens. Physician organization partnering. While not a new topic, one of the focus areas today was the beneficial results of tight affiliations with physician organizations. Humana's presentation repeatedly mentioned their joint ventures and relationships with GenCare and Iora Health, as well as discussing their attempt to consolidate and build a brand around Conviva, which aggregates their employed physician businesses in Florida and Texas into a professional services entity and management services organization, MSO. Multiple organization to consolidate and improve clinical approaches, management infrastructure, and branding. Humana also has its proprietary primary care offering, Partners in Primary Care. Why does this matter? Here are two reasons. 1. Humana is focused on reducing avoidable senior hospital admissions per thousand, which they consider a key statistic, by 10 to 30 admissions per thousand, each point of which reduction is equivalent nationally per Humana to $35 million in cost reduction, and therefore profit improvement, and, 2, Humana's medical expense ratio, MER, also known as medical loss ratio, MLR, drops by hundreds of basis points when unmanaged C.